Welcome everyone here today to this preservation service for the month of August. In our month of reigning by the power of the word. Tonight, we are engaging the word for preservation. Engaging the word for preservation. The word of God. Hebrews chapter 1 and in verse 3, the Bible said, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. He holds together all things by the word of his power. Our objective tonight is to understand how to engage the word of God for the preservation of lives and destinies. How the word is deployed for life to be preserved. There are two things that is important to note. Number one, that the whole earth is kept till date by the word. The whole earth is kept till date by the word. There is a song about the earth, keeps the earth rotating around its orbit. Anybody remembers? One of our songs. The earth in space, yes, the sun burns without burning, thank you. The sky hangs without support by your power. The earth stays around its orbit by your power. Give me the first verse of the song and the theme itself. You made the earth, oh Lord. At the end of the service, I would like us to sing that song. You established the world by your wisdom. So the Bible just told us that the earth is kept by the power of his word. Now look at 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7. Second Peter 3:7. It said, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store. That is enough. If we stop there, it's enough. Till now, they are kept. Even though they are reserved unto fire against the day of judgment. But in the moment, they are kept by the word. If the word of God can keep the world of men, the word of God can keep you. The earth around its orbit is kept. The stars, the Milky Ways, galaxies, hemispheres, atmospheres, stratosphere, all the spheres kept by his word. Scientists said that the sun is positioned at the best place it could have been positioned. That if the sun was 1 inch closer to the earth, one, just an inch, the whole earth will burn to ashes by the heat of just 1 inch closer. If the sun was 1 inch further from the earth, everything will freeze to death. So they are all kept by the word of his power. Secondly, the sea cannot overrun the earth by virtue of the word. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 29. It said, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, at the same time he appointed the foundations of the earth. He gave the sea a decree. I will come back to that at the end. So when you go to the beach of Nigeria in Lagos, or any of the places where they have a big beach, you see the roaring of the wave. It roars like it's annoyed, it's angry, it's vexing, and it's charging. And all of a sudden, as if it hits something, and it returns back. The Bible says there is a decree that the sea cannot cross. He said he gave a command that the waters will not overrun the earth anymore after the flood of Noah. That decree holds. The reason why, no matter the climate change, our world is not overrun yet is because there is a word that keeps the sea. Am I communicating? If the sea is not permitted to trespass, then it is possible for a word to keep the devil from trespassing. Then it is possible it's possible for decrees and injunctions to stop every force of hell that wants to overrun your life from overrunning it. And we are coming to that shortly. So how do I engage the word for my keeping? What do I do with the word? What dimensions of the word keeps my life? Number one is called the word kept in the heart. The word kept in the heart is a preserver. In Psalm 91 and in verse 4, it said, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and his wings shall, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. What is the truth? Thy word is truth. John 17 and in verse 17. Thy word is truth. So the word of God, which is truth, on the table of your heart becomes a shield. It fences off arrows. Am I communicating? The revelation in your heart is a spiritual defense shield against arrows of darkness. The revelation in your heart. That is why not everybody is wastable, because what is in our heart differs. That is why two people can drink the same thing. One is down, probably sick unto death. Another one is walking on his feet as if he drank nothing. The moment the issue is, it is what the determinant is, what revelation is he living by? What revelation is he walking with? Man lives by the word of God, and the lack of that word can make man die. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. A man drank concentrated sulfuric acid. You know, concentrated sulfuric acid, concentrated hydrochloric acid, all are colorless. A laboratory scientist went into the lab, opened the laboratory, opened the fridge, and then took the colorless liquid that was there, and he drank it before they say, ah! And then of course he just noticed that it was not the same taste like water. Ah, you just drank acid. He said, no, I cannot drink acid. I just drank water. That was enough to turn the acid into water. Am I communicating at all? So please, as you live your life through this dangerous world, proceed with resident revelation. What did I say? Resident revelation. Revelation that has taken residence in your heart. That has taken root in your heart. Revelation exists with resident revelation. Let there be a reason in your heart why you know that you can't be cut short before your time. Let it not be something you are thinking. Let it not be something you are guessing. Let it not be something you want to walk up. Let it reside there. Several scriptures, which I won't go into because of time. Genesis 35 and in verse 5. Especially in the world in which we live now. I am journeying from here to anywhere as they journeyed. The terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they could not pursue the sons of Jacob. Pursuers don't pursue you if a word like this resides in your spirit. And they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. Psalm 105 verse 12 to verse 15. When they were but a few men in number here, very few and strangers in it. When they went from one king nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yeah, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. Let it reside as a revelation that you are an unharmable person. You are an untouchable person. That anyone who wants to touch you wants to suffer. He suffer no man to do them wrong. You want to do me wrong? Be ready to suffer. Let it reside. Let it reside in your heart. In Philippians chapter 1 verse 28. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. That is, he won't terrify me. My fearlessness is your destruction. My fearlessness is your destruction. Let it reside as a resident revelation. In Isaiah chapter 51 and in verse 14. From verse 14, Isaiah 51, Isaiah chapter 54 and in verse 14, all the way to verse 17. In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I've created the smith that bled the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. That the weapon that can succeed against my life will not be fashioned, has not been fashioned. Somebody say a loud amen. Leviticus chapter 26. I am giving you examples of revelations that can reside. Leviticus chapter 26 and in verse 6. And he said, and ye shall lie down, and I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid, and I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody shout the Lord must amen. In Job, somewhere, Job chapter 5, I believe it was verse 26 in the Living Bible version, he said, like a standing corn. He said, you shall come to your grave. You shall live a long, good life. Like standing grain. You are not permitted to be harvested until it is time. No devil can pluck you. No witch can pluck you. No wizard can pluck you. No Dibia can pluck you. No Mimia can pluck you. No Babalawo can pluck you. No Mabalawo can pluck you. No Babyalawo can pluck you. No Gelalawo can pluck you. No Boyalawo can pluck you. No Uncle Alawo can pluck you. No Auntie Alawo can... Hey! No force of hell can pluck you from his hand. You are not permitted to be harvested. You are not permitted to be taken out until it is time. Take your seat. The revelations that reside, they become shield. When arrows are coming, defense them back. That is something the resident revelation does again. Ephesians, resident revelation does in Proverbs chapter 20. Sorry, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 to verse 22. My son, keep your father's commandment and forsake not the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When thou goest, he shall lead you. When thou sleepest, he shall keep you. And when thou awakest, he shall talk with you. The second line is very critical. When you are sleeping and you are vulnerable, when you are not aware of what is happening in your environment, that word in your spirit, when thou sleepest, it becomes your security. When thou sleepest, it shall keep you. What you keep in your heart when you are awake keeps you when you are asleep. Did you hear what I just said? That word you kept in your heart when you are awake keeps your life when you are asleep. There are many who are asleep and nothing is keeping them. There is something beyond the security guard around you. There is something beyond the weapons or anything you have. There is a word that can keep you when you can't keep yourself and when nobody else can keep you. On a continuous basis, review what is in your heart. On a continuous basis, review the revelation storage of your spirit. On a continuous basis, review it. And then, when thou sleepest, it shall keep you. When you are moving, say, move this way. This is not your kind of friend. Move that way. That's not your kind of friend. When thou awakest, he shall talk to you. Somebody say amen. So how do we engage the word? What kind of word is it that preserves us? Number one, it is the word that is kept in the heart. Number two, the word believed and spoken on a consistent basis. You believe it, then you speak it on a consistent basis. It's a word of preservation. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 13, the Bible said, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore, we speak. The kind of scriptures that I gave now, many, many others. The moment you meditate on them, the revelation explodes. From revelation, it explodes into conviction. And then you wake up with your statement of position, with your position on the matter. I can't be wasted before my time. The weapon that can succeed against me will never be prospered, will never be manufactured. It will never be said when my time is up that that witch killed him, that that wizard killed her, that that wicked man ended his life. Do you understand what I'm talking about? On the basis of the word you saw, on the basis of the word you have believed, then you speak it. What happens when you do that? The Bible said in Numbers chapter 14 and in verse 28, it said, as you have spoken, say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, that no witch can kill you, so will I do to you. As you have spoken in my ears, that you cannot be cut short before your time, so will I do to you. As you have spoken in my ears, that no man with his own breath in his nose can take your own breath, can cut off your own breath, so will I do unto you. As you have spoken in my ears. We're talking about a God in Isaiah chapter 44 and in verse 25. All the way that frustrated the tokens of liars and make diviners mad, that turned wise men backward and make their knowledge folly, that confirmed the word of his servant and performed the counsel of his messenger, that is waiting for the word you are speaking out of his word to confirm. He's waiting for the word you are speaking out of the book to confirm. Am I communicating at all? And how many of you know that life is a seed? Whatsoever a man soweth, he shall reap. Am I communicating? If I'm communicating, say I'm hearing. So in Genesis chapter 8 and in verse 22, he said, as while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. So any time a man plants seed, he expects harvest. Now, the word of God is a seed. Mark chapter 4, verse 14. He said, the sower soweth the word. The sower soweth the word. I believe it was Matthew 8:13 where he said the seed is the word of God. The sower soweth the word. The sower soweth the word. The sower soweth the word. And in Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 7, he said, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Verse 9 says, be not weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So every time you are talking the word, you are sowing a seed. Did you hear what I said? Shoba. Apo. Echigbo. Inugo. Did you hear? Every time you are talking, you are seeding. Whenever you are talking the word, the parable, alright, is this, the seed is the word of God. When you are talking word, you are sowing seed. He shall give his angels charge over me. They shall keep me in their hands. In case I dash my feet against a stone, I am not permitted to stumble in my journey in life because angels are on assignment on my behalf. When you are talking like that, you are sowing seed. And in due season, when you need the harvest of that seed, you reap it. When you need the harvest of that seed, you reap it. When you need the harvest of, when you sow preservation word, you reap preservation harvest. When you sow supernatural supply word, you reap supernatural supplies harvest. So, at ordinary times, saturate your world and your life with the right seed. While talking with your friends, sow the seed. While talking, while meditating and praying, sow the seed. In front of your mirror, looking at yourself, sow the seed. And you see what, another thing that happened. The first thing we understand is that God moves to confirm what you say. Next thing we know is that your words are your seeds. The third thing we know is that angels are moved into action by your word. Psalm 103 and in verse 20, he said, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. When you give voice to the word of God, you move angels into assignment. Hey! Hey! Anybody hearing something here, say amen. Anybody hearing something here, say amen. Anybody hearing something here, shout the loudest, say amen. So from this moment forward, determine to speak deliberately. Determine to sow word seeds continually, deliberately. Determine to sow into your destiny, into your future. Sow word seeds. And you shall reap in due season when you faint not. Somebody say amen. So what are the ways we engage in the word for preservation? Number one is by the word kept in our heart. Number two, is the word believed and spoken on a consistent basis. Number three, is the word acted in obedience for preservation. The word acted in obedience. The word acted. So there are actions on the word that bring preservation. Now, Psalm 17 and in verse 4, the Bible said, concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. You see, Bible? I myself kept me myself from the path of destroyers because I kept the word of your lips. Concerning the behavior of people, if I did not keep what you said, destroyers would have destroyed me. I would have followed their path. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me. It's not saying God keep me yet, oh, it is me. I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. There are things if you fail to do, even God will be helpless to preserve you. If you fail to do that, even God, Adam, failed to obey God. He ate the fruit against God's counsel. God couldn't help the glory lift him from Adam and destruction. Put that passage on the screen and everybody read it with me. That passage we just saw. One to go. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Concerning how wicked I know human beings to be, concerning the kind of wicked world we live in, by the words you speak, following your word kept me from the ways and the pathways of the destroyer. Somebody who is kept, say aloud, amen. Psalm 119 verse 67. 119:67. He said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. to avoid affliction, to avoid destruction. I went astray. I misbehaved. So the enemy accessed me. But in order not to be afflicted again, in order not to be destroyed again, I have kept your word. I have obeyed you. I am doing what you say I should do now. Am I communicating? The first two things I have said, keep the word in your heart. Speak the word. Believe it and speak on a constant basis. All of those two things will mean nothing if there are things you need to do that you fail to do. I give you just three or four examples. Number one, you must refuse to fear, which is the commandment. In Philippians 1:28, this might be like 3a now, he said, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries. Don't bow to the power of fear. That is the only way you can see destruction on your adversaries. But if you bow to fear, Job chapter 3 verse 25, the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. So there is an action demanded here. You have put the word in your heart. You have believed it and spoken it. Now the action here is you must make up your mind that fear has no place in your life. So if you live inside fear, there is nothing you say that changes anything. You must refuse to fear. Secondly, for example, you must avoid the wrong company. These are action words. These are actions on the word that preserve your life. Proverbs 13 and verse 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. You decided to be the friend of a cultist, the friend of a nightclubber, the friend of a cocaine addict, or the friend of those who don't believe in God and don't walk in the ways of God. No matter how hard you try, you may make God helpless when it comes to your deliverance. Am I communicating? Thirdly, you must refuse to be wicked. Sorry, refuse to be foolish. Both of them. Both foolish and wicked. You must refuse to be foolish. Determined to use your brain. Use your mind. Ecclesiastes 7:17. He said, be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why should you die before your time? That is excessive stupidity. Is invitation for calamity. Stupidity attracts calamity. You are behaving like you are not thinking. Behaving like you are not reasoning. Samson, somebody say, if I want to kill you, what will you do? You lied to the person. And the person brought people to kill you. Only for them to realize that you didn't tell them the truth. The same person kept talking to you. If I want to kill you, what should I do? You are still with the person. If you say, you want to kill me, won't I finish you first? He remained there until he revealed everything. Very high dose of mumulity. Until he became a cheap prey. Use your brain. Somebody gave you water to drink. All of a sudden you left the water on the ground. Dog drank it and died. What was that? There's poison in the water. They wanted to kill you. You are still hanging around there. So So these are actions. What are those three actions? You must refuse to fear. You must avoid the wrong company. You must refuse to be wicked and foolish. Foolish especially. Number four, you must not take the leading of the Spirit for granted. Or D, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans chapter 8 verse 14. Be careful for nothing, but by everything in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 and 7. And the peace of God that passes understanding shall keep your heart. In other words, whatever you do, let peace be a referee. Referee. Any journey you are taking, any relationship you have, confirm whether peace is present or peace is absent. The presence of peace is a guarantee of safety. The absence of peace is confirmation of disaster. I can go on and on. We can keep on talking and talking. So, action on the word, doing what the word said, will bring preservation. You engage the word in preservation by keeping the word in your heart, by believing the word and speaking it out as frequently as you need to, and by acting in obedience unto preservation. Number four is the word taken as a shield of faith in times of challenge and confrontation. The word taken as a shield of faith in times of challenge and confrontation. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16. He said, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Above all, taking the shield of faith. His truth shall be thy shield. The shield of faith. So, you take the shield of faith, is taking that word, that word that you have believed and you are convinced. This is the example. You dreamt a bad dream where the devil showed you himself in the coffin and not yourself. You woke up from such a dream, you took a shield of faith. Satan, you are such a dummy. There is no wisdom or counsel in the grave whither thou goest. I cannot be dead and be in the coffin and still be seeing myself. You saw yourself in a primary school classroom at home in the village. You woke up, you told the devil, the Bible said, the path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Except you are blind, you should know that I'm not in the village. I nullify, I neutralize, I cancel. He showed you in the dream that you saw yourself, they took you somewhere and they say they gave you a diagnosis or something. Say, devil, it is written. Let me draw your attention. Himself took my infirmities, carried my diseases. What is taken is not there. I don't have it in the physical. You can't give it to me in the dream. Hey! I don't have it in the physical. You can't give it to me in the dream. I don't have it in the physical. You can't give it to me in the dream. I don't have it in the physical. Taking the shield of faith is standing in proclamation and declaration in direct response to satanic confrontations. That is, you stand up with proclamations and declarations as a direct response to satanic confrontations, satanic suggestions, satanic arrows Direct. You take it. When you are challenged, you take it up. Am I communicating? That is why the word must be there. The bullet you did not have before the criminals came, you can't have it because they arrived. The weapon that was not available before they came, you can't have it. That's why you must have resident revelations that you take up. You take up. That was what David did in 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 44 all the way to verse 47. And the Philistine said to David, come to me and I'll give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you and take off your head, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And at that he rushed. What is it about taking the shield of faith? It means refusing to allow the enemy to have the final say. That is, the devil may have a say, but not the final one. He spoke and you didn't. He's refusing to allow the enemy to have the final say. He's refusing to allow the affliction, the suggestion, the arrow, the attack to go unreplied. You take it. It is written. Hallelujah. Somebody say, it is written. Say it louder, it is written. Say, in the name of Jesus, it is written. Many years ago in the Rewan church, I told them, I said, you must know what is written if you don't want to be written off. You don't want your life and your destiny to be written off. You must know what is written. Hallelujah! Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear the loud voice say amen? Can I hear the believers amen? So how do we engage the word? Number one, by the word that is kept in the heart. Number two, I want to hear you. I don't want to just read it. One, start from one again. Number one, the word kept in the heart. Number two, the word believed and spoken on a consistent basis. Number three, the word acted in obedience for preservation. Number four, hallelujah. Give the Lord a big shout of praise, somebody. If you will, you can also give the Lord a big clap of hand. Number five is the word spoken over our lives by spiritual authority. They are words of preservation. Hosea chapter 12 and in verse 13. He said, and by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. What is the assignment of the prophet? To prophesy, to declare, to announce. By the word spoken over our lives, by spiritual authority, preservation can be done, announced. Look at the word God spoke over the earth. Let me take it gradually now. Look at Job chapter 26 and in verse 10. Job 26 and in verse 10. He said, he has compassed the waters with bounds until the day and the night come to an end. Jehovah, did he use hand? No. As long as this earth remains, day and night remains, the earth has a boundary. It is bounded by word. We earlier on read Proverbs 8:29. It said, he gave the sea his decree. That was how we know what God did. That the waters should not pass his commandment when he appointed the foundations of the earth. Word spoken. Like he suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Like he said in Isaiah chapter 65 and in verse 8, as new wine is found in the cluster, and one say, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. It's an injunction. In Job chapter 38 verse 8 to verse 11, it gets interesting. And he said, or who shut up the sea with doors when it break forth as if it issued out of the womb? When I make the cloud the garment thereof and take darkness a swaddling band, and break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors for the sea, and said, hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thou pride waves be stayed. Ola, 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 ola. I like God. I enjoy the authority, the audacity, the sagacity of the Almighty. I didn't use muscle. I only talked. I spoke. And the speech became a wall. Who said that God cannot speak or speak through his servant, and your life is walled from destruction of wicked forces of your family? Who said you can die like they are dying? When Jehovah God spoke in Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 22, he was saying, do you know me? Do you know me? See what he said. Fear ye not me? You know fear me? You know fear me? Like what they say for, that they say for Warriside. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will you not tremble at my presence? Which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree. Lawyers learn perpetual injunction and perpetual everything from the scripture. This is not an interim injunction. This is not the one that is subject to time. The time came apart. This is a perpetual decree. Perpetual injunction. And the one on the media, how do you know I'm true with that scripture? Assumption brings frustration. Fear ye not me? Say the Lord, will you not tremble at my presence? I place the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it. See, he qualified, say, though the waves thereof, they toss themselves, yet they cannot prevail. Even though Babich is roaring, he run, come to the edge, they return back. You not fear me? Hey! Hey! Beloved brothers, God is talking to somebody here. Don't fear the roaring of the wizard, the roaring of the witches, the roaring of the occult person. Don't fear the boasting of the man or the woman of wickedness. Don't fear
hear their boastfulness. He said there is a perpetual decree, a perpetual injunction that no devil can cross.
Stand up on your feet. This passage touched me. You know, fear me. You know, fear me. Since you were born, when did you see somebody give roadblock to water? It's as if he blocked the wind. They roar for where? They threaten for where? They jam witches, jam witches, occult, jam occult. They combine their forces from the wickedest parts of the earth. He say, yet they can't pass over. They can't cross. Their feet, who bond them? I stand here tonight in the voice of the one who called me, and I decree a perpetual injunction over your life, a perpetual decree over your destiny, over your family, over your health. Ah, Shibada, Liketike, Pepero Takadagalaya. No force of hell shall harm you. No force of hell shall hurt you. No force of hell shall lay you to sleep before your time. Shout the loudest, amen. When I say you shall fulfill your days, I am not trying to make you happy. I am fulfilling my job description. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. I sent you for the prosperity and the preservation of the people. I sent you, prosperity means welfare. Let them do well spiritually. Let them do well in every way, and let them be fulfilled. Let them fulfill their days. I stand here. When I say you won't die like others died in your family, I am not just trying to make you happy. I am fulfilling a divine assignment with a divine consignment. How about that is guaranteed divine fulfillment? I stand here to announce it again. You will not be cut short before your time. You won't die like others died in your family. You won't die like your father died, like your brothers died, like your sisters died. Every affliction in your body right now that is threatening your life, I curse them to their roots. Many years ago, I was in the healing and deliverance service in the Rear One. Tuesday, and I said, somebody in this place is about to travel to the Far East, somewhere like China area. This would be more than 15 to 20 years, about 15 to 20 years ago. The things you are seeing didn't start today. The Lord wants me to pray for you. Woman ran out, who was going to China on Friday that week. That was healing and deliverance service. I lay hands on her. Laid hands! And declared an injunction. See you when you come back. The Lord go with you. You are preserved going out and coming in. See you when you come back. So she traveled. And then on the way back, between China and Dubai, plane lost altitude, lost control with control tower. Pilot said, our plane is out of control with the control tower. I'm out of touch. You will never hear such a voice. Next voice that they heard, pilot said, ladies and gentlemen, the plane, in fact, they out of control with the control, and the plane was out of control. Get ready for a crash. Somebody say, God for me. the plane dropped in altitude from about 35,000 feet, like stone, to 10,000 feet drop under 5 minutes. The woman said, everybody became a joker in the plane. Men who claim that they are bold became women. I'm sorry. We have bold women too. Women became children. Children became water. Everybody was screaming and shouting. She said the person seated by her held her hand and said, so we are going to die just like that. All of a sudden, the lioness in her rose and she told the woman, if you are about to die, I am not about to die. My pastor said, see you when you come back, and he shall see me because I shall come back, and began to blast in tongues. And she stood and caused maximum commotion pro max. Under 5 minutes, the captain said, I don't know what happened, but somehow I think I have a connection. I have a contact now. Plane balanced, shifted back. She said that the co-pilot or pilot came out of the cockpit to look for who was praying and blasting. Shook hands with her. She said when she came down and they landed, everybody surrounded her looking for a complimentary card. Who are you? Where are you from? Where did you come from? You saved our life. You preserved our life. She came back home and didn't say anything to anybody. On Sunday morning, around 5 a.m., we ran 6 services in area 1. First service is 6 a.m. Around 5 a.m., somebody tapped her 1 year later and said, this is the first year anniversary of your deliverance from death. When the Almighty sent us in response to your pastor's declaration to preserve your life, and you have not testified. An angel came to identify that they were involved in the preservation operation. She ran to church and said, I am sorry. Maybe she was too, I don't know. I am sorry. This was what happened. And today is the first anniversary of that preservation. A perpetual injunction. See you when you come back. That see you when you come back bypassed everything. Every agenda of hell was short-circuited. Whatever happens, see you. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, was he preserved. We shall see you when you come back here next year. And your family shall see you back home. I declare the release of the prophetic and the apostolic mantle of God upon my life tonight for the preservation of somebody's life, the preservation of somebody's destiny. Would you lift up your hands for the next 2 minutes and receive the mantle of preservation of yourself? Receive the word. Lift your voice and say, Father, I am under a prophetic mantle. I receive
my seal
of preservation.
By the prophetic
declaration
of your servant
tonight. I
receive it.
I receive
now.
Now.
Pray, pray. Pray. I am under a prophetic mantle. I receive preservation by the prophetic unction on this commission. Tonight, I receive preservation by the prophetic unction. Write the scripture. Hosea 12:13. In the name of Jesus. Now lift your voice and pray after me and say, Father,
Father,
I've come before you tonight. We're going to take the prayers one by one. Say, Father,
Father,
I've come before you tonight.
Come before you tonight.
Open my eyes, to see the word
of
preservation, to keep in my heart. In the name of Jesus,
open my eyes
to see the word of preservation, to keep in my heart, and give me the discipline to keep the word. Open your mouth and pray. 1 minute, 30 seconds. Each other. Quickly. Pray. Father, open my eyes to see the word of preservation with which to keep my heart and give me the Psalm 91 verse 4. Pray, let it affect effects that let it affect the In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands and your voice and pray the prayer number 2 using 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. See after me, say, Father, I ask for the grace of bold declaration of your word believed by me. In the name of Jesus, I receive the boldness of authoritative declaration of the world for my preservation at all times in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace for authoritative declaration of the word. Authoritative declaration of your word at all times. The boldness for authoritative declaration of your word unto my preservation at all times. The boldness for authoritative declaration. The boldness of authoritative declaration. The boldness of authoritative declaration of your word at all times. The boldness, the boldness, the boldness of authoritative declaration of your word at all times. Mashallah. Le rote se te fe to ko to in the name of Jesus. You say another amen.
Amen.
Pray after me this third prayer point and say, Father,
Father,
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To act on your word.
To act on your word.
Unto preservation.
Unto preservation.
To live above fear.
To live above fear.
To avoid the wrong association.
To avoid the wrong association.
To avoid foolishness and wickedness.
To avoid foolishness and
to be sensitive to the spirit.
To be sensitive to the
spirit. I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
Not to take the leading of the spirit.
Not to take the leading of the
spirit. For granted.
For granted.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Grace to act in obedience. For preservation.
For preservation.
I receive it now.
I receive it.
Open your mouth. Psalm 17 verse 4. I receive the grace as I litata to act in obedience for preservation of life. Grace to act in obedience for the preservation of my life. I receive it right now. Obedience unto preservation. Obedience unto preservation. Let it say to Peto Santa Clara. Grant it say to Peto Cocolo, the Venaga Hagadi. Larata Santa Peto Coco Santa Hagadi. Grant it say to Santa 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 in the name of Jesus, lift up your hands and say, Father,
I receive the grace
to consistently take the shield of faith in times of challenge and confrontation. I receive that grace to consistently take the shield of faith in times of challenge and confrontation with boldness. I receive it now. Lift your voice and pray.
Let's get this to the fact that I'm going to be a little bit of 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 a little
In the name of Jesus, the Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands and your voices. We'll still take the fifth point. Say, Father, I ask that every word spoken over my life for preservation by prophetic authority
will experience
accurate fulfillment.
Accurate.
In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and praise. Father, I ask that every word spoken over my life by spiritual authority will experience accurate fulfillment. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Lift your hands everywhere you are. The Bible said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I have regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. You are here tonight in need of surrender to Jesus, forgiveness for your sins, and all over the world where we are connected and watching. Forgiveness for sin, surrender to Jesus. Quickly rush to the frontier and let us receive you. While we are doing that, we'll take communion positions. And then, after the communion, we'll get set for the anointing. Quickly come to the frontier. Lord, I give you my life. I give you my soul. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Quickly come to the frontier to give your life to Jesus. Surrender yourself to God. Have forgiveness for your sins. Quickly rush to the frontier. Right on the frontier. Let's go. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I'll live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Have your way. Everybody say, I give you my heart. I'll give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every moment I'm away. Have your way, Lord. Everybody sing, Lord, I give you. Lord, I give you my soul. Mashakola baragelo. Everybody say, I give you my heart, I give you my soul,
Only for you alone. Only for you alone. Every moment I'm away.
While they are coming, everyone who has an addiction, bound by smoking, by drinking, by womanizing, by masturbation, gambling, fraudulent lifestyle, anything that you know God is not happy with, will not be happy with, and you want the hold of it broken and you want to hand over your life to Jesus, carry your Bibles and your bags quickly and rush to the front at the count of 7. 1.
Goodbye world.
2.
Staying no longer with you.
Three. Four. Five. Six. Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world. Oh, staying no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of sin. I'm staying no longer with you. Made up my mind. Go God's way. Made up my mind. Made up my mind. Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world. Oh, I stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of sin. Goodbye, pleasures of sin. I am made up my mind. The rest of my life. Made up my mind. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. I declare the hold of sin broken off you. Grace to live for God be released in Jesus' name. Amen.